This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Traditional rational economics doesn't always capture how we make decisions about our money in the real world. Today, a piece about emotions driving our choices about money as part of our ongoing Brain Drain series with our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Here's a phrase for you. Money priming, being reminded about the concept of money, can change our behavior. Marketplace's Caitlin Esch explains.
This is a story about a trigger.
I specialize in the psychology of money.
Kathleen Voss is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota. 12 years ago, Voss got her first real academic job, which came with a nice salary, and she started noticing subtle changes in her behavior. Like when she moved out of her apartment, she hired professionals.
If you didn't have to ask your friends, why would you?
When she needed a ride to the airport?
Taxis, for sure. Absolutely. Every time. These were instances that I normally would have been calling on others. And you can see that there is a loss there.
A loss of community, she says. Voss wanted to study money's influence on our behaviors, so she turned to Monopoly to test something known as money priming, that is, subtle exposure to the concept of money. In one study, subjects play a quick game of Monopoly. Then a researcher cleans up the game. Sometimes the researcher does a sloppy job.
She cleans the game up partially, but leaves out $4,000 of Monopoly money in varying amounts of bills and colors.
Other times, the researcher does a thorough job, leaving no money on the table. Then the subject fills out a questionnaire, several minutes pass, and eventually they're told the lab is really busy and they need to move to another room. And finally, the moment Voss is waiting for, an undercover research assistant carrying an armload of office supplies passes by.
And she spills a bag of pencils in front of our subject. And the question is, does the subject help her pick up the pencils?
If the subject has been sitting next to $4,000 in Monopoly money, probably not.
When people are reminded of the concept of money, they're not very good at social interactions or social sensitivity, and they prefer to be alone rather than with others.
Voss and others have done many experiments like this one, and it turns out Voss says reminders of money can also make us work harder.
So if we give them challenging puzzles or just really even sometimes impossible tasks to perform, then they work longer and harder on those tasks than if we're testing people who have not been reminded of money.
Voss says the psychology of money runs deep, and even just a hint of money is enough to trigger a kind of goal-achieving, get-it-done mentality, sometimes at the expense of personal interactions. I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.